Okay, we're sitting here in Pujaba, which is in Nevada, and I'm sitting with Corbin Harney.
My name is Corbin Harney. I'm a Shoshone Indian. So today I'm going to talk about serious matters that we have faced with, what the Nuclear Energy Department put before us. Today I'm saying to you people that I have witnessed so many sickness since 1953. So many cancer victims have accumulated on this land by what we call radiation. Radiation is something that we can't feel, we can't smell, we can't see. It's with us. Somehow, I've been asking many people throughout the world, let's unite ourselves together to do away with this. Nuclear power, as we call it. It sounds good and everything, but so far, it had killed so many life on the face of this earth. Today, when I look at those things, my people have suffered for food, for one, our medicine, for another. A medicine that we relied on for thousands and thousands of years. Those are already not here. Somehow, we the people, you are the people, going to have to unite yourself together and talk about this, whether we are going to continue to do away with life on this earth. So far, we already have seen it. Seen it throughout the country, not only here, but throughout the world. Now, when we see berries up in the hills are gone because our radiation has killed them, let's not think about just our life. Let's think about the life of all the living things out there. The animal life don't have nothing to eat. The bird life is the same way. They don't have berries, they don't have this, they don't have that. We already seen that. Each and every one of us, so far, we have witnessed those things, but we don't have no concern about those things, seem to me. I wish you people would understand what I'm saying to you, because you're the one that's going to have to get up and say, hey, we got to do something. Think about your children, think about your grandchildren, and so forth. How are they going to survive with the radiation? Radiation is here with us for another 250,000 years. That's half life of radiation. Let's think about it. And today we're running out of water throughout the world. Today we're searching for water. Only the rich going to have water. Only the poor is going to get a little bit more poorer than what they are. And today, I think that's the reason why at the Nevada test site, I've been there since 85, trying to warn the people what they're doing at the Yucca Mountain and the test site both. Yucca Mountain and the test sites agreed upon by the federal government with the Shoshone Nation. The Shoshone Nation had agreed to that they were going to have 26 million acres under their control. So they can hunt and gather their food and so forth, their medicine, in that particular area. They have been for the first few thousand years ago. And today we cannot go in there because the DOE claims to own the land. But they don't own the land. They have never showed me a title that they own it. But they keep telling us, as a Shoshone people, we have paid you way back in 1979, they say. We have given you $26 million, what we didn't even accept at all. We have refused that $26 million that they have offered us, and we don't want to part with our mother. Our mother, for you and I and everybody else, the only one that we survive on today, the only one that gives us the food, gives us the water, gives us the air, and so forth. Let's think about the other life on this planet. Let's not think about ourselves. Let's not be selfish and say they don't belong here. They were here before we were ever been here. Let's think about those creatures out there. Them are the ones that we're going to have to think about. Them are the things that we survive on. Today, some of you people today live near big waters and so forth. You rely on fish. Fish are dying because we're putting too much chemicals, too much radiation, and so forth. In the big ocean, think about it. How much chemical we're dumping into that? This is something that you people have to think about. Those are the reason why we as a people thought about the Nevada test site, for one. We didn't want that to be destroyed by nuclear testing and so forth. And today they're talking about putting a radiation dump, making a radiation dump at the Yucca Mountain. That's still under the control of the Shoshone people, under their treaty. If there is such a thing as a law, they say, they're talking about laws. Today, there's supposed to be treaty, supposed to be the law of the land. The law of the land. Where is that law that today they talk about? Today seemed to me like they sweep it under the rug and don't recognize us at all. And the other part of the country, same thing. The Nuclear Energy Department have said one time in 63 and 73, they said they weren't going to test no more. Let's hold them to their agreement. Let's say this is a law that they have provided with. Let's make sure that they continue to talk about law if there is such thing as a law. If it's a man-made law, what they're doing is not the way it should be. Let's think about all the other laws that was put here. The nature law, for one. That's what the animal life survives under, the bird life, the creatures that roam this Mother Earth. Those are the things that we had to think about. Those are the reason why I've been at the Nevada test site for many years. And today I'm here and try to say to you people, you are the people that's going to be sickly. You are the people that's going to have to rely on the water, clean water, in order for you to survive. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to survive by drinking radiation water or chemical water, as we call it. And today, it's taken over the land. Be nothing grown on this Mother Earth if we continue this. You are the people that's going to have to stand up to your rights, because you're supposed to be the backbone of our government. Let's make that stand and stay together. And this is the only way that we are going to change our direction, what our government here in the United States doing to the people. We, the people, have been moved from one end of this country to the other because kind of the law that they put there, that man-made law. They want our land, they want our water, they want our rights. And today, let's think about it. You are the people going to have to say, let's look at the future. The younger generations have to have something to look at, something to enjoy. This Mother Earth of ours have put here for all the living things to enjoy, to take care of it, and so forth. Let's all say to our government, we cannot live with this radiation that we're providing with now. Let's have a cleaner water. Let's have a cleaner air. Cleaner Mother Earth, so the Mother Earth can produce us food, continue to be righted with food. If we don't do those things, if we don't stand up for our rights, we are going to be chemical people pretty quick. This is where we're headed to. Yucca Mountain is the same way, where they're going to store this high-powered or radiation. Radiation is something that keeps the submarines a-going, the nuclear power are moving, and what is going to happen at the Yucca Mountain when they already got a leakage into the tunnel. If we stick them rods in there, it's going to blow this mother of ours clear across the country. Let's not let that happen. Let's think about our younger generation. Let's think about the creatures that was put here before us. Let's think about them. They were here before we ever came and come into this land. Those are the very important part you have to think about. The plant life was here long before we ever was here. Let's think about the plant lives. How are they going to survive if we don't take care of them? Because we, the main people, were taught to take care of what we got. Those are the reasons why the Indian people always say, take care of what you got in order for it to survive. If we cannot take care of them, we're not going to be able to survive. There are so many creatures today, birds, animal life, all the plant life is already gone because of radiation. Think about it, you people. Think about it. So that way you can talk about it. Let's not say it's somebody else's. We're all put here. We all had to protect what we got. We had to unite ourselves together as one people. We cannot say you come from a different part. There ain't no such a thing you come from a different part. We're all on one world here. Let's unite ourselves together, whether you're blue, whether you're polka-dotted, or whether you're striped. I don't care what part of the world you come from. You're still with me. You got same blood as I got. You drink the same water as I do. You breathe the same air as I do. So let's think about those things. Let's make sure it's there for us, all of us, to do, to use. Let's make sure all the creatures love our Mother Earth. Let's think about it for the younger generation so they have something to look at, something they can enjoy when they're old enough to remember what I have said here to you.